Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 30th, 2023, through Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Monday, October 30th, 2023. Owner of New Jersey construction and real estate companies pleads guilty to tax evasion. Salvatore Caravella, Jr., operator of construction companies 2C Construction Company, Inc., Bell Construction of New Jersey, LLC, and 203 Harris Street, LLC, pleaded guilty to evading federal income taxes. Caravella oversaw all aspects of the business's operations, including ensuring that all necessary tax returns on behalf of the companies were filed with the IRS. From 2015 through 2018, however, Caravella willfully did not report approximately $692,185 in self-employment income he earned from his businesses on his personal tax returns. Caravella faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, a period of supervised release, restitution, and monetary penalties. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. Toxicology lab owner pleads guilty to healthcare fraud and tax evasion. Lab officer pleads guilty to healthcare fraud. Ronald Coburn, the owner and CEO of LabTox, LLC, pleaded guilty to healthcare fraud and tax evasion. Erica Baker also pleaded guilty to healthcare fraud conspiracy with Coburn. LabTox, LLC is a laboratory that performed urine drug testing services and billed them to Medicare and Kentucky Medicaid. Coburn knew that those healthcare programs only pay for medically necessary urine drug testing. He also admitted knowing that urine drug testing ordered by courts for use in judicial proceedings was not medically necessary and thus not payable by Medicare or Kentucky Medicaid. With Coburn's knowledge and approval, however, Baker recruited a company called Blue Waters Assessment and Testing Services to refer court-ordered urine drug testing to LabTox. Coburn knew that this was not medical testing, but caused it to be billed anyway to Medicare and Kentucky Medicaid, resulting in fraudulently obtained payments to LabTox of $1,864,429 between June 2019 and March 2021. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Jersey City Attorney admits wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and tax crimes. James R. Lisa admitted to defrauding his clients of more than $2 million and other crimes. Lisa pled guilty to a superseding information charging him with one count of wire fraud, one count of aggravated identity theft, one count of obstructing the IRS, one count of failing to file an individual income tax return, and one count of wire fraud while on pretrial release. According to U.S. Attorney Philip R. Selinger, James Lisa used his law license to execute a multi-million dollar fraud scheme and rip off clients who placed their trust in him. Then, after being charged for that fraud, Lisa committed another when, posing as his own lawyer, he sent a bogus letter to a lender that falsely described the status of his criminal case. Lisa also admitted that he failed to file individual income tax returns for years 2015 through 2022, and as a result, caused a tax loss to the IRS of at least $550,000. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. Former social worker sentenced to nearly 5 years in federal prison for masterminding multiple frauds by using clients' stolen identities. John Tran, a former Orange County social worker, was sentenced to 57 months in federal prison for stealing the social security numbers and other personal identifiable information from clients, then using the stolen information to fraudulently obtain tax refunds, welfare benefits, and credit cards. Tran pleaded guilty in November 2019 to one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States with respect to claims, three counts of mail fraud, and one count of aggravated identity theft. From August 2010 to June 2019, Tran and his co-conspirators used the stolen information to fraudulently obtain money from the federal government, the state of California, Orange County, and financial institutions. Tran and his accomplices filed approximately 433 tax returns using stolen PPI and generated at least $973,153 in tax refund payments from the United States. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Two businessmen charged with $1 million kickback scheme involving nuclear weapons components. Michael Kleinsmith and Richard Mueller were charged in a federal indictment for their alleged scheme to fraudulently steer and award subcontracts by a major engineering firm for work on nuclear weapons manufacturing projects for the National Nuclear Security Administration's Kansas City Nation Security Campus, KCNSC. According to court documents, from at least 2011 through approximately January 2021, Michael Kleinsmith, 57, of Kansas, allegedly solicited and received kickbacks and bribes from Richard Mueller, 63, of Missouri, in exchange for steering contracts from Kleinsmith's employer to Mueller's company, Subcontractor 1. Kleinsmith allegedly used his position and authority at Company 1 to steer gauged subcontracts to Subcontractor 1 in exchange for Mueller's paying him over $1 million in surreptitiously performing some or all of the work. Kleinsmith is alleged to have told Mueller how much to bid on gauge subcontracts that Company 1 awarded. Then, Kleinsmith told his employer, Company 1, that those bids were fair and reasonable without disclosing that, in exchange for the subcontracts, Mueller would secretly funnel to Kleinsmith the money awarded to Subcontractor 1. The indictment also alleges that Mueller lied to federal agents regarding the number of impacted subcontracts and his involvement in the scheme. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at Scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.